Time Pods Culture Show. Sorry for the delay.
Benvenuti a tutti. I'm Irene.
And I am Catherine. And today we've got a great show for you. We're talking all about a city.
Catania.
On an island in the south. It's actually the second biggest city on the island of Sicily.
Yes, it
and
is.
And the first is the capital city. What's that?
Palermo.
Palermo. So it's at the other end of the island. Here we're talking about the southeast end of the island, closer actually to the tip of that boot, the Italian peninsula, the Italian mainland.
Yeah, it is. So it could be like a ball that you can kick.
Right. with, it actually looks quite a bit like an American football.
Yes, it is.
Well, as we've mentioned before in other versions of this show, we are here not just to talk about where to go in Italy, but also just to add our own advice and our own experiences and things that we are able to read in Italian or to access via our friends that maybe can be helpful to you in your travels, or just, you know, if you're an armchair traveler, will inspire you to go and check out some of the stuff on the internet or in books. So today, of course, Catania, a beautiful, beautiful city, close actually to one of the most famous tourist destinations in Sicily, and that is Taormina.
Yes.
And so when all of the buses are going to Taormina, you can go to Catania and have a nice time doing some of the things that we're going to talk about here today.
And that's very useful. So you can go to two very important cities and beautiful cities, like in one time.
Well, first of all, we have to talk about the most distinguishing characteristic of this city. Despite its old buildings and the cultures that are represented in all of the architecture and the history of the city, let's talk about the nature of the city. What does it sit underneath? What big geological feature accompanies this city?
Etna. That it's a volcano and that it's active.
Highly active. It's the biggest.
It could be very dangerous.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. But it is not only an active volcano, it's the biggest and most active in Europe.
Yes, it is.
More so than in the Bay of Naples. So, again, a little bit of risk with your holidays. Maybe not a bad thing. Just make sure you keep your eyes peeled for those warnings if there's ever, you know, a warning of activity, volcanic activity in the
area.
And
I don't know why, but actually we talked like last time about Pompeii, and now we're talking about Catania and Etna. So maybe at Italian Pod we feel like a little bit explosive.
A little bit.
Something like that.
That's a good theory. I think I buy that, absolutely. Well, what interests me personally about Catania is that it does really show a lot of this particular and very interesting Sicilian culture, which, you know, Sicily, as we've talked about in other shows, we've talked about Palermo before, is really a crossroads of Mediterranean cultures. You have people, not just Mediterranean even, you have people from all over the world. People who are coming from North Africa, from Greece.
From Greece, yes.
From, you know, the Northern Europe area.
So Arabs, Greeks, and also in the language of Sicily, because we can call it like a language, because you can't understand it. I can't understand it. You can recognize these characters from Greek, from Arabs, and that's very interesting.
Absolutely.
So it's like a melting pot, Sicily.
Absolutely. And even they say that the cities Palermo and Catania are very different because, you know, different communities settled in these cities. And so the food's different. The language is a little bit different. And they have very, very particular characteristics, each of them.
Also, because actually it's a big, big, big region, Sicily. I guess it's the biggest one in Italy.
Yeah, I think so. And aside from that, you either have to take a plane there, or you can take a boat. And I think they're finishing a highway, if I'm not mistaken, from Reggio Calabria. But we'll avoid that conversation for now. But we just want to, I think, mention a couple of things that you should see. The symbol of the city, you're going to see this if you go to visit, is an elephant, right? So you're going to see the elephant fountain in the Piazza del Duomo. And it's a very, very famous image, this elephant. So that is actually the image of the city. And something that has been recommended to us and that we want to pass on is the kiosk culture, I kioski.
Yeah, I kioski.
Which you'll find all over the city that are open late. And they're great places to stop if you're thirsty to get a drink. So you could get an alcoholic or non-alcoholic drink. You can stop at these places just for a refresher.
Yeah, so maybe very useful during the summer. when you are a tourist? What do you want? Like when you go for a run or for a walk, you step by this kiosk and you get a drink.
Sounds perfect. And two of the most famous little sweets in Sicily are, well, first of all, like the ice cream gelato with the brioche.
Very good.
So it's also an ice-based one, which is not as creamy and heavy, which is delicious and deliciously refreshing in the summer.
Yeah, that's the granita.
Granita. So that's like a kind of like a Italian ice, you would say, in America, actually. I'm sure that it comes from Sicily.
Yeah, and it's actually just ice. I mean, it's just water, but it's flavored. So you can have it like, I don't know, lemon granita, orange granita, mint granita. Strawberry granita, if you
want. Really yummy.
Yes, it is very, very good when you are hot. And you need it.
Well, another thing I wanted to mention, I was doing a little bit of research for this show on Sicilian food, and particularly on like food of Catania. And I read that, you know, in the north of Italy, you have antipasti, you'd have like appetizers that are cold. You'd have little olives and dips and things like that. But in the south, particularly in Sicily, you're going to have the tavola calda. So you have like the warm table.
So warm table, yes.
Yeah, and so you have warm appetizers, things that you can munch on before dinner or just snacks, bar snacks. One of the most famous, of course, though, is kind of a round, kind of pear-shaped one that is rice that's been fried with a little bit of meat. Those are gli aranci, which are kind of like fried rice balls. And the similar ones are I supplì, which are also kind of like balls of rice that have been boiled and wrapped in or like dipped in breadcrumbs and fried and just, you know, totally, totally delicious.
So if you want to get fat, go to Sicily.
Eat some cassata and have some of these pasta di pistacchio. And we did have a recommendation. Someone recommended that visitors check out the Savia Cafe Bakery. Mm-hmm. Which is supposed to be one of the most famous in town, but also just get fish. I mean, some of the freshest fish in the country comes from Sicily, and people eat it a lot in that part of the nation. While we were doing our research, Irene had a very interesting question because she was looking at the map and she said all these cities are called Aci something something Aci.
Yes, Aci Reale, Aci Trezza, Aci Castello, and so I was like, what is that Aci?
What could it mean?
What could it mean? And we were like searching on the internet and we discovered that it's from a myth, actually, and that Aci was a river that now maybe is called, I mean, I don't think that a river can disappear, so I guess that river was called before Aci, and then and now it's called Torrente Lavinaio.
And some very famous poets wrote about this river, actually, and the love story that is centered on it. Famous among them, of course, Ovid, who wrote about it. And the story is of two lovers. We have Aci and Galatea.
Yes, from their love, it born like this river, Aci, and the
foam from the ocean, so the ocean spray.
Yeah, and I think it's so romantic. So can you imagine it?
I can't. And it's just this,
like from a river born these things.
And then you have this countryside, you know, this area around Catania with its volcano and its rivers and its coastline that is literally the birthplace of myth. You have these, you know, mythical creatures and people kind of being born out of this. You know, that comes definitely from the Greek history of the island and from the Roman history and just this crossroads that has always been a part of the island's history. And so I think Catania is fascinating for that reason. You can experience all sorts of different foods and different words and cultures.
Yes, language. So, what do you want? Like, we have everything in Italy.
It's true. Everything and more. But we hope that you have some comments, some questions, or some experiences you would like to share. Again, Catania is the topic of today's show. A very beautiful and very fascinating city with a long, long history and some amazingly heavy but amazingly delicious foods.
Yes.
Very happy to have discovered this little tidbit about Aci. I think it's going to be a little bit of a mythological gem I'll take with me. So thank you, Irene. But again, if you have any questions or comments, check out our website, Italian italianpod.com. Plenty of places there for you to let us know what you're thinking. We also have an email address, italianpod@praxislanguage.com, which is a great place for you to get in touch with us in a more private way if you want. Otherwise, we hope that you've enjoyed this show, and we do recommend that you give us your suggestions and recommendations for further shows.
Right. Scrivete. And tell us if you've been to Catania and if you liked it.
Please do. So, from us here at Italian Pod, ciao a tutti.
Ciao.